Welcome to JCI Podcast. This is Mike DiLenardo with JCI Atlanta. I'm here with Glenn Gould, the Small Business Services Director of the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. Wow, that's a long title, Glenn, but it's great to have you.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Now, we just passed your one-year anniversary of being here at the Chamber, and just wanted to get some background on what led up to you being hired, and I know it was a position that was vacant for a while, and what the goals were bringing you in.
When I was hired, prior to coming here, I was the president of the Punta Gorda, Florida Chamber of Commerce. And Punta Gorda is 100 miles south of Tampa. It's where Hurricane Charley hit in 2004. And I was chosen to be president of that organization during the post-recovery of Hurricane Charley. My wife and I were originally from Atlanta, and she has family here. She wanted to move back to Atlanta. So we began to explore the opportunities here in Atlanta, and I actually applied for a position as an account executive, a salesperson for the chamber. And when I came in and interviewed, the position that was open, the director of small to mid-sized business, was not something that was advertised, and yet they found that I would be a good fit for that, having been a previous small business owner in several different industries and then also having the chamber experience. So they offered me the position, and we took it.
Excellent. Now, in the last year, there have been a ton of improvements, a lot of new events added, a lot of new committees to the Small Business Council, and that's something we're working on. But can you just give me a little insight into your thought process on adding the events and the events that were added?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. First of all, the first thing that the chamber did when I came in was they gave me pretty much of a clean palette. I could craft things the way that I saw fit. But they asked me to interview those people that they felt were actively involved in the chamber at the time when I came. So they gave me a list of about 100 folks that I went and just sat down and had a cup of coffee with and said, you know, tell me what you see is going on. Tell me what you'd like to see differently. What's happened in the past that you'd like to see happen again? And what's happened in the past that, you know, we've learned from? We don't want to do that one again. And I got a lot of great information. Taking that and putting it with what I had my core beliefs, and that was that in a membership organization, the key to successful and happy members is somehow, some way, having constant contact with them, touches in meaningful ways throughout the month, throughout the year, so that they can look back at their experience and say, yeah, you know, I did a lot with that particular organization. So one of the things we discovered in our interview process was that there are people who come to the Atlanta Chamber for networking purposes in order to meet new people, try to sell their product, try to find people they can sell their product to. And then there are other people who come for educational purposes. They really don't like to mix the two. And yet most of the events that we had scheduled at the Chamber were educational in nature, and the networkers really had no outlet. So we created a series of different events specifically for networkers, a leads program where we have group just come together, tell a little bit about their business and share leads, a power networking luncheon where you just share some lunch and exchange networking partners and information. And we also did a speed networking program once a month where people would learn the techniques of coming in and meeting a lot of people in a very quick period. And it gives them the outlet that they needed for their networking purposes. Then we used the educational program strictly for educational purposes, and we took all of the elements that were normal networking type elements out of them. Most of the educational programs had an opportunity for everyone to stand and introduce themselves. We eliminated that piece of the educational programs so that they would understand that this is an educational process. And then the final thing we did was we added opportunities for members to get involved. We created networking and leads committees. We created a member retention committee, and we gave the beginning member a roadmap of how to get involved within the Small Business Council to where the day they start as members, they can get involved. And that's when they're most excited, is when they first start. So you can't really have a brand new member running committees because they don't understand what's going on with the organization. But if you give them an opportunity to get involved, to participate in some things where they really get to do some of the heavy lifting and carry some of the water, then they understand what we're trying to accomplish overall, and they can move through the process to be involved in the other committees.
Now, I've seen it work. I've gotten a lot of great feedback. What do you see in the next year, your second year here, to make further improvements, or are there new events you're thinking about adding, or you know, what direction do you think the small business service position is going to go in?
Well, obviously, there's lots of things that we have on the horizon that, for reasons because they're not fully baked yet, I can't share. But I will tell you that we do have a focus, and it basically is a three-step process. My first plan was to come in to discover what the members wanted and to start rendering that. And we did that through our networking and through creating new committees so that people could get involved quicker and expanding our ambassador program, things like that. The second step is to create a full educational opportunity here at the Chamber, unlike anything else that people have elsewhere, where you can basically plan out your continuing education as a business person within an entire year, perhaps even having it branded something like Chamber University, where whether it's marketing or sales or public relations or healthcare or human resources or legal problems, whatever the case may be, that we will have an opportunity for you to come and use the Chamber as a resource to learn about those things. Coupled with that, we're going to create a very robust program of mentoring, and it won't really be true mentoring, but because it'll be peer group mentoring, where right now it's called the CEO Action Group. We'll probably change the brand of that a bit, but where like-minded people who have the same pain in their organization, they have to make the payroll, they have to hire and fire, they have to, you know, put up with government regulations. Those people can come together in a planned once-a-month program where they can learn from their peers in different industries. So that's step two. And then step three is to eventually create the Atlanta Chamber being the landing pad, if you will, for anything to do with small business in the metro region. And we want people to think small business and think the Metro Chamber. So if I'm starting a business, I know I need to contact the Metro Chamber. Now, we won't render all the services, but we would be the contact point to then send them where they need to go in order to be the strong resource to where we're thought of first. And that's really what a great small business council and small business department will do in a chamber is they will be the ultimate resource for anyone having anything to do with small business. And that will lead us to being more in touch with what really is going on in the street for small business people so that we can be better tuned to providing the services that those people are looking for, whether they're members now or just future members.
Excellent. Certainly looking forward to all that. Now, switching gears just a little bit, I'd like to get a little more of a career history from you. I know you've done a lot of things, and that's kind of always exciting to hear about. So just give us some of your career highlights, let's say. I know your full career background would take much longer than we have room for on the podcast here, but give us a few.
Well, that either means that I'm very old or I haven't been very stable if it would take a long time. But you're right, I have had a wide variety of career. When I graduated from high school, I went to school at a junior college on a golf scholarship. I thought I was going to be a golf professional my whole life. I quickly found out that I wasn't quite as good as I thought I was. But I always had this love for business and for teaching. So I went into the golf industry. I was a golf professional for a number of years, traveled from Florida to New York and out to Texas, worked at some great places, and had my career redirected for me by someone at one point, and got into sales. And sales has served me well all my life. I was a director of a region for a golf company selling golf products, and then I started my own businesses in the janitorial supply company industry. We owned a company that cleaned retail and big box stores, contracted with Fortune 500 companies. That was really exciting. And then I ended up purchasing a couple of franchises. One was a lawn doctor franchise. The other was a dry cleaning to your door franchise. Owned a dry cleaners in Southwest Florida and then got into the Chamber of Commerce world. So I've had a lot of experience in small business, running small business, owning small businesses. I know what it's like to wake up on Thursday and know that Friday's coming and the payroll is not met, and how are you going to handle that and what are you going to do about it. I also know what it's like to wake up on Thursday and find out that, wow, you know, things are better than I expected they would be, and how you make sure that you don't do stupid things with that windfall. So it's been a lot of fun. It really has.
That certainly makes you more than qualified for the job you have now, and I'm really glad that the Chamber was able to find you, kind of almost by accident, it seems like. But you've done some really great things, and it's been absolutely wonderful having you here at the Chamber, and looking forward to all those future plans that you talked about.
Well, thanks, Mike, and it has been, you know, really a very enjoyable year. You know, whenever you start a new job, you come with expectations, And generally speaking, I think most people find that you get so busy doing things and doing it, that you forget the reasons that you started doing things and the joy of having those opportunities. The blessing of a chamber is that no day is the same. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity. And it's just always fresh and always exciting. So this has been a great opportunity for me. And I look forward to another great year this year and many years to come.
Well, thanks again. This is Mike DiLenardo with JCI Atlanta, wrapping up with Glenn Gould, Small Business Services Director at the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Podcast JCI.